The new U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, began work in New York this week. He started off by arguing against plans to add 4 permanent seats to the U.N. Security Council, evidence to his critics that Bolton will be the proverbial bull in the china shop. But NPR's Mike Pesca reports that by aggressively advocating U.S. positions, the new ambassador may actually strengthen the United Nations.
Nothing occasions use of the old phrase, everyone's a critic, more than a discussion of the United Nations. Who doesn't want reform? Kofi Annan wants reform. Newt Gingrich wants reform. Republicans in the House of Representatives want it so much that they passed a bill, opposed by the White House, which would cut UN funding unless 39 reforms were enacted. So where does John Bolton stand on honestly wanting reform? His opponents play this clip from 1994 to underline his hostility to the UN.
The United States makes the UN work when it wants it to work. And that is exactly the way it should be, because the only question for the United States is what's in our national interest. And if you don't like that, I'm sorry, but that is the fact.
Of course, you could argue, and there's good evidence that Bolton does argue, that now, with the threat of transnational terrorism, is one of those times when a strong UN is in the U.S. interest. Lee Feinstein, a State Department official under Madeleine Albright, notes that early on, the Bush administration itself more or less shunned the UN, but recently, it has been trying to work with the building with all the flags on the East River.
Secretary Rice has made a number of very important and impressive moves at the UN, recognizing that while it's not the most important thing for the United States in foreign policy, it helps for the United States to be in a strong position there rather than on the defensive.
While it may surprise you to hear that the Bush administration is quietly backing the UN, there's a lot of evidence to support the claim. Though President Bush doesn't single the UN out for praise in speeches, he does talk about freedom being on the march in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Palestinian elections. The UN was instrumental in all 3. There are the 18 peacekeeping missions. If not for the UN, some would fall right into the laps of the U.S., like in Haiti. Then there's terrorism. Charles Hill, former aide to Boutros-Ghali, says transnational terrorist networks are a very good argument for strengthening sovereign countries and the UN.
The worst thing that can happen is that our side, and our side is the entire international state system that has, over the last century or more, reached into every part of the world, that has got to be held together. That means that we don't need fights with the Europeans, and we don't need to regard the UN as our enemy, that we have to focus on ways to stop it or block it or defund it.
Hill, now a lecturer at Yale, thinks Bolton will make a good UN ambassador because Bolton believes the UN overall can serve the fight against terrorists. And Florini, senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, agrees if Bolton can reform himself a little.
The idea that you send somebody who is a critic to an institution like that isn't necessarily a bad one, as long as when he gets up there, he realizes that the way to be effective isn't to shout and pound the table, but to go and talk to people reasonably. If he's prepared to do that, it's quite possible he'll get the kinds of changes that he's been saying the United Nations needs to undertake.
John Scali, Thomas Scranton, Harry Coover, A. Peter Burley. Because you can't pick out which of those men were UN ambassadors and who invented crazy glue, you know that some UN reps do their job by rarely being heard from. John Bolton hardly seems like such a man. Since all indications are that George W. Bush wants the UN to play a major role in world affairs, it could very well be that the man who talked about the pointlessness of the UN in 1994 will wind up earnestly working to give it more power, and in doing so, to give himself a bully pulpit. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.